What is up?
Salutations.
I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, yeah, you decided to play hooky. You know what I'm saying? Left me and Karen to fend for ourselves. You let the lunatics run the asylum.
That for is, us.
That's yeah, but it was great. You guys, yeah, no better lunatics than the two of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. There is so much going on. I don't know if we're going to be able to overcome it all.
I mean, I have. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious news show in the Centennial State.
Hey, we treat time out. It says up top we're having trouble broadcasting.
I see that. Yeah, I'm going to text Todd and see if he knows what's going on over there, because we don't.
Oh, so what's going on, Breakfast Taco Karen?
Oh, my gosh. Yep, you caught me. I'm trying to get as many rolled breakfast tacos before they get shut down, because don't nobody in there speak a word of English.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they're going home. So,
Yeah, they're going home. Posted a video on X a little earlier. This one corner in Lakewood, you got the female with some dude in a wheelchair begging for money. And then on the other side, you got another one with a BBL and four children begging for money. I'm like, girl, how'd you get that BBL if you broke?
Oh, it's called, I know how they do it. It's called care credit. So what they,
that
yeah,
is you a know, thing.
Yeah, you don't know what care credit is?
No.
Okay, care credit is like, it's like a credit card for medical expenses. Like you can even use it for the veterinarian for your dog or whatever, right? But it's a credit card. I've seen like that. That's the Miami, like, that's the thing. Like, you take the care credit, go get a BBL, go get a mommy makeover, BBL, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Breast implants. Like, you can do anything with care credit. Veneers. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen the dudes walking around look like they got like piano keys in their mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like chiclets. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, yeah. I'm trying to fix this streaming thing. So give me just a second.
Do it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So it's been an incredible week.
It has.
We got a bunch of things going on. We're going to talk about quite a few things. It's hard to keep up. The president does not sleep, clearly.
Whatever he's on, like, I need somebody.
Bro, I really don't know, but he is quite the anomaly. Did y'all see him with little X? Look like his granddad.
Look, crisscross. They haven't seen your show post for a couple weeks. Hey, look, man, we were here last week. It was just me and Karen.
Yeah, but you weren't streaming to my channel last week. And they might be in my channel because I messed up. Wasn't there.
We're here this week for you, my love. What's up, crisscross?
I can't figure this out. I don't know what's wrong with it.
I don't know either. But we just got to move on.
We're going to have to move on. We have so much to talk about. I want to talk about the Tesla stuff first.
Oh, yeah. The people who are protesting Elon but don't even know why. Yeah.
Well, so there's a theme happening. And let's see if you guys can pick up on what that theme is. So first, there was the Tesla vandal that threw Molotov cocktails. 42-year-old transgender woman, so a dude, who allegedly threw Molotov cocktails at vehicles and spray-painted Nazi cars at a Colorado Tesla dealership, lives with her mother, them's mother, due to emotional problems, and calls herself baby online. Super stable individual we got here. Lucy Grace Nelson, also known as Justice Thomas.
Also known as Larry.
Justin Thomas Nelson. is accused of hurling incendiary devices at a Tesla dealership in Loveland, Northern Colorado, and vandalizing the businesses and vehicles on multiple occasions with graffiti offensive and hateful in nature. This is.
Let me guess.
Better enemies, guys.
That's the final boss of like
Just decked out in battle gear here.
Here's my question. Is this person still in jail?
Let's see. Arrested on February 24th upon returning to the Tesla dealership, allegedly in possession of additional incendiary devices and materials attributed to vandalism. Listed as female on driver's license. Again.
How the hell?
Yep.
Mental illness.
Beautiful and brave. Listed as female on driver's license and booking sheet. Federal charge of malicious destruction. Freed on a $100,000 cash bond. So no,
I think somebody needs to check this person's laptop.
We got a Nazi flag. We got, you know, of course, a mask. Always a mask. Not for health, but to hide their crime in. He changed his name to Lucy. Okay, wait, hang on. Nelson's father. Okay, let me back up here. Nelson's father, Claiborne Jerry Nelson, 82, told the Post he last spoke to her over the phone in January. He changed his name to Lucy a few years ago, Claiborne told the Post. He's in his early 40s, but he's been living with his mother, who has been taking care of him. He has emotional problems and hasn't been able to keep a job. I'm shocked about that part of it. Claiborne said the Democrat Party, and as such, we have good reason not to like our president, not for the president or Elon Musk, but beyond anything. But anything beyond that, I don't know. He has no history of being. Oh, look at dad here using the wrong pronouns. Oh, whoops. Wait. He has no history of being radical in any way. While Nelson's motivations remain unclear. Well, I'm going with mental illness. A police affidavit includes screenshots of several posts from her Facebook page, which offer a glimpse into her life before the arrest. And you can see here, baby got her first dress. We're all very excited for her.
Gross.
Yeah. Yep. And vandalism. So that's, you know, and this is not new, this violence that we're experiencing. It's not new, actually. In fact, let's go back to 2019. Watch this.
Broomfield, Colorado. The car vandal suspect wanted in Broomfield, Colorado tonight. The father who said he parked his Tesla at his daughter's school, but the car is equipped with 9 built-in cameras showing this woman appearing to key the entire car. They are now looking for her.
When the was car vandal.
Yeah, so that's 2019, but this is back in the news over the weekend. We had, I lost it. Hang on. We had another one happening down here in Denver. For processing,
of course, they were downtown Denver protesting Tesla yesterday at the Capitol.
Hey, these people are cornballs. Like, go get a job.
So you can see this person walking up, and what they are doing is carving a swastika into the side of a Cybertruck.
They don't know that there's cameras all over.
I am meme zero. I meme, therefore, I am on X. Posted this and it's gone around. People are asking, who is this person? Internet, do your thing and find this person.
Do they not understand that Teslas have a ton of cameras on them?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, wait, hang on. I have no sound.
Uh-oh.
Karen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I just can't hear you. I have no idea why that is.
Well, what I'll do is I'll just sing in the meantime. We shall.
All right, talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to refresh and come back.
This moron, whatever that thing is,
I'm just
talking all over your singing. It's darling. It's absolutely creature. Lovely.
Okay.
I wanted to add some context.
Quiet. I just couldn't hear you.
That individual, that was the Colorado Mills Mall, and there are Tesla charging stations over by one of the entrances, and that's where that freakazoid was out there vandalizing people's property. What is wrong with these people? What are you, 4 years old? Do you think you can just throw a baby fit on the floor and kick and scream. Yes, you're a grown-ass adult, and those are charges. Well, and now they're federal charges. So you know what?
They're federal charges now?
Well, the president said any violence against Tesla dealerships, this is going to be considered terrorism.
Did he write that into a EO?
I think he said it. It might have been a Truth Social post. I don't know that it was an EO, but maybe.
That needs to be into an EO.
He did a bunch of EO Saturday, so I'll comb through there and see if that's it. But he did mention it verbally. But you can't. These people are going to have to stop this shit, and every last one of them are going to have to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
But see, Karen, they're not going to stop until something happens, and it's not. And it can't be no. And I'm talking like it needs to go like. The only way for this to be effective is if they start giving out January 6th numbers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do this. Like, if you're like, oh, we're going to give them 3 weeks of 3 years of probation. That ain't going to cut it. No.
Nope.
You're going to have to give them January 6th level numbers.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to weaponize the Department of Justice. Why the fuck not?
Fair. Okay, so I meme therefore I am, put this video out, call to the internet, everybody do your thing, find this person. I mean, we're not 100% sure that's the same person, but it looks like the same person, and of course it's trans activist.
Yeah,
it's always that.
Like, what is this gonna get you? Like, being a trans activist, like, what's the reward here?
So you have to remember, this is
there's
so
no
this,
money. I mean,
this hang on. You're missing it. This violence.
I don't understand what they think is the end result. These are, I don't know if they're true believers.
Cut off more dicks. Yeah.
Right.
It's Elon. Right. And it's Elon because Elon spoke out about his trans child.
Yeah, I don't think Karen can hear you.
Karen, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Where'd Ash go? I can't see or hear her.
Refresh your phone, Karen.
Yeah, Karen.
Let me see.
Ash is here, but she's talking.
I was like, this is weird.
Yo, both of y'all, look, both of y'all and your internet, this is for both of your internet. There you go. Okay.
So this is about Elon, and it's important to remember. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's important to remember that Elon came out about his trans child and said he was declaring war on the woke mind virus.
Yep.
I think the trans people took that personally, and they have taken to the streets in violence to fight against that. Doge. It's not about Tesla, you know, the government spending too much money on Tesla. It's not about anything except Elon is openly against the grooming, mutilization, and psychological torture of children, which is what the trans kids movement is. It is about grooming, sterilization, genital mutilation, and psychological torture of children. He spoke out about that, and these guys are very upset about it. Okay, go ahead.
Ash, here's the question. What is the point of this shit? Like, why? Like, what do you gain from doing this to children? Like, what do you gain? Like, what's the end game?
I think that
don't you dare say communism.
It depends on it. Well, communism is the answer, but it depends on who you is. If it's the individual trans activists, like these people on the street that are being violent, they're fully mentally ill.
Yeah.
They believe that Elon Musk and Donald Trump want to erase them from the planet and that they are on their last stand of life, right? It's deranged. It's detached from reality, but that's where they're coming from. If we're talking, if the you in that question is sustainable development goal number 5 of gender ideology from the UN, the goal is global communism. And it's the complete degradation of society, the destruction of the family. And you have to take out the United States of America if you want to bring about global communism. And so that's the goal. So it depends. There's layers to it.
Well, and there's also, if you want to get into the money of the whole thing, I know UC Health and some of the Colorado doctors who perform these Island of Dr. Moreau level mutilations, they are very upset that the Trump administration is taking federal money away from their ability to, after to, these to kids to have permanently been destroyed in their minds, to destroy their bodies and to mutilate them.
So let me get this straight.
It's expensive. They make a lot of money.
Yeah, they're going to do it. It's a lifetime of medication and treatment. I totally understand that. But my thing is, like, there's no benefit to this. Like usually when, this is the way I see it. Maybe I'm just being too logical, okay? Maybe, but.
Probably.
Well, then fuck it. I ain't going to say it.
Yeah, because you're not dealing with logic. Sound solutions isn't the goal. Logical solutions isn't the goal. Chaos, destabilization, demoralization, and violence where the people are fighting each other so they stop looking at the government, that's the goal. Now, the people that are doing the violence, the people that are vandalizing the cars, and we'll talk about some other violence in a little bit, but those people I think are true believers. Those people are people that are being manipulated into engaging in acts of violence, and you have to ask yourself why. And I think it is possible that our elected legislators have a role to play in this. Listen to this.
We'll be vulnerable to that now that the border has settled down, and I think Trump's going to go through some pro forma, some of these hideous roundups. I can't believe this has happened in my lifetime.
Why? Obama did it, dickhead.
My mother lived through the Great Depression and watched what the Nazis did and what the other Mussolini did.
Mussolini.
We never dreamed this would happen, but.
Hold on, pause that, please. Pause it, please. Pause it for a second, please. I don't understand how these people just conveniently always just forget that Obama deported like 3 million people. Like,
it's just about to get good where he calls us all Nazis.
Okay, and somebody and Chris Cross said that there's low sound.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's just the quality of the video.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I can. Yeah, it's up all the way.
Enough noise to
one more minute.
Dramatically, but as this all evolves, they're going to have workers. And I've talked to personally half a dozen Republican senators who recognize this. They're from rural states. And the small farmers especially are going to be, they don't have the money to have these gigantic computer-run, GPS-driven combines. They're out there still doing it the old way, and they need workers. And we have to, those Republican senators are going to have to join together with a bunch of Democrats. And I do feel pretty optimistic. It might take another 6 months, maybe 8 months to have this kind of process through so that the farmers get heard, but they're already talking about it. We had the Corn Growers Association out here, I guess it was Monday and Tuesday, and they certainly were aware of this, and the tourism, the hospitality resorts in the mountains,
I stand corrected. It must have been a different clip where he called us Nazis. But
don't they have a foreign workers program for people to come over here and do farm work and then go home?
I don't know. It's not about that. Do you think Hickenlooper, you were talking about Obama, Darren, mm-hmm. right? And what Obama did during Hit. You know who the Colorado governor was during Obama's second term?
Who?
That douchebag that was just on the screen.
Yep.
They're all in it together. It is about globalism. It's not about, our rural farmers need workers. That's what we're going to say now. Our rural farmers need workers. After you have absolutely destroyed the agriculture industry with regulation, now we're really concerned about farmers.
Now we're concerned about farmers, right?
Yeah.
Right. And the farmers, these migrantes that are downtown Denver and Trend Aragua in Aurora, they're clearly farm workers.
Yeah, they're picking lettuce. They're picking lettuce on 16th Street Mall.
Stephen Miller blew the lid off the whole thing when he was talking to Jake Tapper. I know you guys saw that, right?
Oh, pull that clip. That's a good one.
Yeah, he told him flat out. He said, okay. He's like, yeah, that's the game you want to play? Only 1% of these migrants that come over here are actually doing farm work. Full stop. Right. No more. Right. The rest of them are in cities living off the government. He said, so he said, and pretty soon we'll have automation so we'll never have to have this stupid conversation again.
That's right. That was epic. Can you pull that up?
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll find it.
For people in the back who haven't seen that yet, yeah, that is epic. And
it's a good one
across the country. That, why are there so many of these people here? Now they want to go back to, we need these Negroes here to pick the crops. You know, what? First of all, you racist.
Right. Yeah, like what is it? Why can't Democrats shake their love of cheap labor? Like it's just ingrained in their bloodstream. They just not know.
They don't even go, oops.
Yeah, like they're not even saying that's not how we meant it. No, that's how you meant it.
Did you just hear what you said? Who gonna pick the crops?
Who's gonna pick the crops?
Who's gonna pick the crops? Who's gonna pick the cotton out there?
Wade in the water.
Wade.
Whose side are you on?
Right. It's like,
so I think crazy. Like if you think about the distinction between making America great again, which means unwinding all of these shadow controls and terrible deals and the policies that have compounded over bipartisan, administrations of both parties over the past several decades, there's going to be some pain as we are unwinding and figuring out, you know, as we're building the golden age and moving forward. I'm here for it. I like everything that we're seeing in terms of the you know, disruption. And I love that the left can't quite get their legs under them to oppose what the Trump administration is doing, because it's happening on every front all at once. But, you know, they're screaming about, you know, diversity and equity. And I thought it would be fun, Darren. I think you have a couple of clips going back to the Biden administration so we can kind of compare and contrast the.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm gonna load these bad boys right now. Because I can actually upload just the video.
All right, while you're doing that, we're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors, and then we will be right back, everybody.
It's news from the edge. It's Output with John Ritchie and L. Todd Wood.
You woke up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you are getting sick, so here's your choices. You can get sicker and miss work, try to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded waiting room at urgent care.
I have a smarter option for you. Open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to doctor-recommended prescription in your booklet, and take the right meds now and get well faster.
This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed medications to treat over 39 medical issues like respiratory infections, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, and more.
No waiting to see the doctor and no standing in line at the pharmacy. It's right here.
Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and here's how to order.
Order online fast and save $45. Your kit with prescriptions to treat common and life-saving illnesses is rushed to your door. Visit twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM. That's twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM.
This is a special report.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
And we are back.
Okay.
Are we back?
We are back. I dropped my straw.
All right. So we want to have a return to the proper diversity of the Biden administration. And why won't it show? Hang on.
I just have one thing to say.
Yeah, there we go.
I just have one thing to say.
Thank God.
Hang on.
All right. There you go. That's a little bit different. Come on.
I'll tell you what, if I had the talent of any one of these people, I'd be elected president by acclamation.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
Like, or.
Hold on. We got, no, we can't move on that fast.
We can't move on yet. Yeah.
Like, you got to let that one breathe for a minute, because that is absolutely ridiculous.
But we can't get those things on our own. Raul helped build this organization with the understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the Bogotas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami,
the Bogotas,
and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength.
Who are these people?
We need to return to, you know, the kind and tolerant diversity practices where we can compare Black and brown communities to breakfast food.
I'll be right back. I gotta get some water after that shit.
It's really something.
Know they racist? Like,
well, I don't know. I mean, I don't get to have an opinion on this, but you're the black face of white supremacy, so I'm not sure you do either.
I remember. I just the absolute zero self-awareness is stunning.
Yeah.
Who's gonna pick the? I mean, they're so they have reached the status of desperate ex. And this is the point where nothing else is working. And the dude doesn't want to hear from you anymore. He broke up with you. You then slid his tires. You then showed up at his job. You trying to hit him up on all social media. You going through his friends. He don't want to talk to you no more, but you still trying. You still trying. Now the last drag effort is I'm pregnant. That's where the Democrats are right now. I'm bragging.
It's so true. Okay. It's
you can only carry it for so long, but you can do it in hopes of maybe I can win him back.
Yeah.
No, Heffa, he don't like you no more. You are a psycho.
Yeah, I mean that is the best metaphor for the Democrat Party that I can think of, is that they've been this jealous ex-girlfriend. They're slashing up the tires, they're bashing in the windshield, they're, you know, going over and swatting his house, right? Swatting your house, last ditch effort. I'm pregnant. And that does also go, because you're right, you can't carry that out forever, because in 9 months you have to have a baby if you're pregnant. But what they can do is get to the, you know, drag it out, try and get enough goodwill among the American people to get enough support to make a run again. The problem is they're gonna have to fake the miscarriage, and their whole freaking party is a miscarriage, man.
Who's pregnant? Who's pregnant? It's not mine, and I just came from the Bogota. I didn't do it. It wasn't mine. All right. I'm celibate.
Oh, you two are my favorite tacos.
Yes.
Let's find Stephen Miller.
Yeah, I was just about to try. I tried to put it in, but it's not working for me. I think because it's your screen. You got to bring it in.
He is amazing.
Stephen Miller is the man.
Well, whoa.
Not in that's this country, legally, doesn't end up hurting Americans who want safe borders, absolutely, but also don't want to see even more higher prices in groceries.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake, you're just asking the question, that we should supply America's food with exploitative illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Ooh. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns, of course, all across the heartland, as we've seen with the Biden floods. Mm-hmm. None of those illegal aliens are doing farm work. Those 30,000 legal aliens that Joe Biden dumped into Springfield.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that are.
No, but I'm explaining this. It's important to understand.
No, you're kind of changing the subject. I mean, I'm talking about the ones.
I will go. Give me 30 minutes. I'll go as deep as you want on this. I'm explaining to you and your audience.
I don't have a third. I'm talking about the ones that could that work in the agriculture industry.
You can come back and we can talk
about the ones in the cities. I swear.
Okay. I'll do the whole answer. The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work.
Boom.
They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports. Over time as well, we will transition into automation, so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again.
Thank you.
No universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. And we are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. And as I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil.
Boom.
Boom.
Now, you know what? Let's give Stephen Miller a Don DeMarco.
No, he's fantastic.
The automation one, that was the dagger. Like when he said, we'll never have to have this conversation again.
Yeah.
Like that right there, that took it away. And then
those robots with the wheat?
There's a guy that I saw on YouTube. This guy has a truck, right? It's like a tractor, but it has two like wings attached to it, right? And what these wings do is it just picks whole fields of like oranges and all kinds of shit. It's easy. Like this dude does this in a matter of minutes, and I'm talking acres and acres and acres of this shit. So it's like you can miss me with the agriculture shit. That's a joke. That's a joke.
Well, it's just more emotional blackmail. The farmers are an appropriate victim group. Right now, for the Democrats, the farmers are they're able to get some leverage, some political capital out of painting the farmers as victims. And farmers have been victimized by our economy. By the Biden administration and the Obama administration and the Clinton, Bush and Clinton administrations. We've watched globalism. As globalism spread, the American people were told to bend over and take it across every industry.
What's the black cowboy farmer dude's name, Karen, that's always on the news? Like, he's like that. He's like, one minute he hates Biden, next minute he hates Trump. He's like front runner. What is this guy's name? You know what I'm talking about? The Black Farmers Union guy?
Oh, my gosh. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
oh,
that dude is a mess. He can't make up his mind. Well, Trump didn't take care of us, and Biden didn't take care of us. And it's like, yo. Yeah, I like that color. That's a good color. That's a good color. Go back to the red. Yeah.
Back to the red? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it was the but, was bugging me.
Yeah, that guy, I think they just utilize him to just spread narratives because he's all over the place.
Yeah. like they always do, hijack the black folks for their narratives. And when you fall out of line, run off that plantation.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So just to close the loop on the Tesla story, one thing I did not have on my bingo card is CNN. Kind of trying to be the voice of reason.
This was a good clip.
Yeah.
I'm a Tesla owner. Two of them, actually. Not because I'm progressive, hardly, but because I appreciate technology. And I'd rather not contribute to global warming. And I like that it's made in America. In fact, among all automakers, Tesla is arguably the most American, at least for vehicles sold in the U.S. A Cars.com study ranked my car, Tesla's Model Y, as the most American-made vehicle for the third year in a row, with the Model X and Model S also making the top 10. While Tesla does manufacture some cars in China and Germany for global markets, every Tesla sold in the U.S. is built in California or Texas. That ought to appeal to Republicans, at least the Texas part. Compare that
Republicans
to Ford,
have no
GM,
problem
or
with
Stellantis,
Tesla,
which produce many of their vehicles, including some of their best-selling trucks outside the U.S., so while some buyers see a Ram 1500 or a Chevy Silverado as the ultimate American ride, their vehicle may have been assembled in Mexico with parts from all over the world. My Tesla's rolled off the assembly line in Fremont, California. When I discussed all of this this week on my SiriusXM radio program, I got a telephone call from a guy named Jerry.
Shout out to Jerry.
I'm a California liberal. I'm a Tesla owner for almost 10 years now. It's the most American-made car you can possibly buy. The person in charge of Tesla is Elon. He is absolutely crazy. They should not allow him to talk to people, but he builds a great car. Tesla is owned by Chinese. Japanese and German cars have a bad political history. You don't buy a Tesla, you're really hurting people who assemble cars in California, where I live. If I remember correctly, Henry Ford had a picture of Adolf Hitler on his desk till about 1940.
I think he reversed that last part. Hitler? We fact-checked the caller's claim about Henry Ford and discovered Adolf Hitler admired Ford's anti-Semitic views and kept a photo of the automaker behind his desk. I don't make my consumer decisions based on politics. I make them based on quality. If politics factored into my buying habits, I'd no longer be listening to the music of Roger Waters based on what happened in that interview we did. Nor would I have rooted for Carla Sofia Gascon, star of Emilia Perez, to win an Oscar despite her controversial social media posts. I think she deserved it. And when it comes to Musk and Trump, I have another agenda in hoping they broaden Tesla's appeal. Chargers, there still aren't enough. You remember when we were promised that the infrastructure bill was going to change all that? Nearly $5 billion was appropriated for EV charging stations back in 2022, but as of July of 2024, only 8 states have opened their first stations with just 61 ports in total. Yeah. So maybe Musk and Trump's newfound marketing will boost charging availability, which would be good for all of us and for the planet. How ironic and progressive, that it would then be Trump who is reducing carbon emissions. But whether it's Trump or Musk or Biden,
not ironic at all.
I don't care who gets us there. Just plug me in and let's roll.
Oh my God.
Yo.
All right. So
I can't hate on him. Right. I can't hate on him. Hey.
No, he's right. Here's the thing. That guy, the CNN guy, and the caller, right, that said they shouldn't allow Elon to talk to people, but he makes a great car, right? Those people, they're into electric vehicles because they care about the environment. Now, we can talk about the amount of fucking fossil fuels that goes into creating environmental technologies like windmills. We can talk about the impact, the environmental impact of figuring out the battery technology and mining the elements that you need for the battery technology.
Well, hold on, not even just that, just the disposing of the battery.
Yep. And the windmills. Windmills are sitting in landfills. Windmills are killing whales. Solar fields are causing birds to combust, just light themselves on fire as they fly over the solar panels. And the amount of fossil fuels that go into the environmental industry makes their impact negligible at best, potentially even worse. But those people that are saying, you know what, I'm still going to stick with Tesla because it's the best environmental option for an electric car, those people care about the environment. The people who are freaking out and saying, people like Senator Mark Kelly and others who are freaking out and saying, we can't have Tesla anymore, we have to kill off this American company, those people are mentally ill. Those people think that trans people's feelings are more important than solving global warming. Now, bingo. I think investing any emotional and energy into either of those things is a fool's errand. But if you're going to pick the planet or the DSM-5.
Right. Well, Tesla. That's, I like it. The Model X was, I posted this last night on X. Edmunds rated in 2025, even with all this political upheaval, Edmunds rated Tesla Model X again as the best as far as performance, as far as capability, the best electric vehicle, because it is. You got Jeep, I like off-roading. Jeep 4xEs are not good for off-roading.
They're terrible.
They're sitting on the lots. Nobody's buying Jeep 4xEs. What's better, a Chevy Volt who has all these recalls and all this trouble? No, the Tesla literally is a better electric vehicle. It goes very fast and it has very few problems.
But Elon.
I like the Nissan Leaf.
All right. Well, moving from cars to roads, what is the thing we're told all the time about taxation?
That don't you want to if have you don't roads? Pay taxes, then you won't have highways and roads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're told. That is exactly what we are told. If you don't pay taxes, we won't have roads. Now, forget about the fact that we had roads before the income tax. Just set that aside. We now in Colorado, one of the highest tax states, where they keep trying to unwind Tabor, which we'll talk about in just a second. Colorado backslides to 43rd in national road condition rankings. Now, if you've driven on Colorado roads, you of course know that this is true.
So you take taxpayer dollars and you don't fix anything. My thoughts on that?
That's bullshit.
All right. Fact. Go ahead.
That's a fact. Colorado is falling. This is from the Denver Post. Colorado is falling behind other states in road conditions. A new study has found ranking 43rd while neighboring Utah ranked 8th. So why that's important. Don't tell us it's the weather, right? Like, is that's what you said? Why do our roads suck? Well, you don't understand. We live at a mile high and it gets cold and then it gets hot and the concrete expands and contracts and it breaks. And Utah's number 8.
We have come way too far technologically for that to be happening. So
it's debunked by Utah.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah. It is. Go over to Moab. On the way to Moab, that's one of the first things that I noticed. Oh my God, there's no potholes here.
Yeah.
There's no dips in the road. The roads are nice all the way through. Canyonlands, no problems. Utah, even though it's being infiltrated by crank far leftist communist assholes from California and Colorado,
let's get some of these stats. Colorado ranked 47th on the condition of rural highway pavement and 45th for urban, 40th in urban fatality rates and 36th in traffic congestion. Study found drivers in Colorado spend 36 hours a year stuck in traffic. Ranked 45th in money paid for road repavement and pothole repairs. States that spend the most ranked lowest. Colorado's annual spending on road conditions totaled $97.6 million, $16.69 per resident. The problem is that Colorado spends a lot of money and gets poor pavement out of it, said Baruch Feigenbaum, the foundation's senior managing director for transportation policy. Baruch Feigenbaum. Colorado has moved down in the rankings. We were 36th in road conditions in 2019. And now we are 43rd.
Damn shame.
Yeah. So what are the commies going to say? Oh my God, you have to give us more money, right?
Yeah,
and we
course.
Hear that all the time. They're actively trying to overturn Tabor. Now, what is Tabor? Tabor is the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Taxpayer Bill of Rights. They tried to pass this 4 years, from 1986 to 1991, multiple attempts were attempted to instate a taxpayer bill of rights into the Constitution. The politicians didn't do this. The elected officials didn't do this. And they're real pissed about it still. You'll hear go search Lorena Garcia's or Javier Mabry's Twitter profiles, and you'll see just how upset these people are about Tabor, the fact that it restricts their ability to tax us and spend our money. 1992, Colorado voters, through a ballot, citizen-led ballot initiative led by Doug Bruce, in 1992, on November 3rd, Colorado voters approved Tabor. It was Amendment 1. It requires voter approval for all new taxes and tax increases. It limits the growth of government revenue to inflation plus population growth, and it mandates refunds of surplus revenue to taxpayers unless voters approve otherwise, went into effect in 1993. And the government has been trying to roll it back ever since because it ties their hands and limits their ability to tax us. Tying it to inflation, they're screwed right now then, huh?
Yeah, if that's the case. They're yep. cooked.
Yeah. And so they're trapped. But this is the thing. Tabor was not a government-led initiative. It was the people saying, you need guardrails and you need to be restricted in how much you can tax us and what you're allowed to do with our money. So naturally, we have a lot of new fees now.
Yep.
Because they've just rebranded the tax as a fee so that we don't, you know, they don't have to actually abide by Tabor. It's pretty sinister what they're doing. But they'll say we have to, because roads also, we're going to pocket all the road money.
That's bullshit.
Really disgusting. Oh yeah. But the squishy ass governor has a cute little, all these, we are friends of Canada posts on X. We're friends of Canada.
We are not.
Are you serious?
We are not friends of Canada.
Yeah.
He
named it Canada Friendly Day or something.
America's a very fascinating place. Like, this is the only place on the planet where you can enjoy all of the privileges and the perks of being an American, or just even being here, whether even if you're here illegally, and shit on it. No other place allows this. Like, this is astonishing. Like, something's got to give, man. This is getting ridiculous. Like, there's no reason why anybody should be able to come here. Like, listen, look at the Mahmoud dude.
Mahmoud.
You know what I'm saying? The dude that everybody's freaking, you know, fawning over.
The British spy?
Right.
No, he's British?
Yeah.
So, Middle East Eye reported last week, Darren, that he had security clearance given to him by the British intelligence services for special projects. He was working for them in Syria.
Project.
But here, he's just this student guy and he wants to be free and he just cares about Palestine. So I don't understand what you guys are upset about, because he's totally not a British spy.
He's not a student. Already done. And so is that thing he got
a full pregnant wife. Like,
allegedly.
But you hanging out on college campuses trolling for co-eds.
No, he's hanging out on college campuses encouraging violence against the United States of America and encouraging the overthrow of the U.S. government. That's what he's doing.
And by the way,
you can lose your green card for a lot less.
Yeah,
so
That's a fact.
Absolutely. But the crank far left is defending him. So, you know,
Which is insane. Absolutely insane.
So here's why I'm, pretty solid on the spy angle. Homie had 19 attorneys, shit ton of law firms, ACLUs out there. It's all pro bono. They're all rallying around him. Oh my gosh, this poor green card holder's rights are being violated. Yeah, all for free, all instantaneously. That's not natural. We were doing a case yesterday. And this guy came in, we were talking about this story, and someone was very upset that we were suggesting that he should be deported. And this other guy came in who was a former green card holder, and he's like, dude, if I did anything like that, I'd be out. You understand that you cannot advocate for terrorism. You cannot support foreign terrorist organizations. You cannot advocate for harm to be done inside the United States of America. It's understood when you get your green card.
You're right. But all of a sudden, this guy has a whole army of attorneys. Like, you saw the cam footage of his wife?
Yeah. So a PR firm too. So we've got a PR firm on it as well, which the ACLU is basically both a law firm and a PR firm. It's bullshit.
Doesn't care about his job.
No one will convince me that Mahmoud Khalil thing is not an op.
I'm trying to
figure
out
resources don't appear that way unless you have connections.
I'm trying to figure out who Amy is, because his wife kept saying, I guess he told his wife to call Amy. Who the heck is Amy?
Oh, I don't know. We should find out.
Yeah,
that could be fun. All right. We'll do that this afternoon. All right. Moving on. President Trump. We had very good and productive. This is President Trump on True Social. We had very good and productive discussions with. This isn't the one I want. Hang on. Sorry. That was Vladimir Putin. I'm looking for the $200 tariff one, which I thought that I had saved, but maybe not.
He is doing amazing with these tariffs. That's income for the United States.
It's time to teach your ass tariff today.
You know the difference.
All right, well, I'll just pull up this article. They're quote President Trump in here, and I don't know where I saved that. What would a 200% tariff on EU alcohol mean for shoppers in Southern Colorado? On Thursday, President Trump posted to True Social saying he would impose a 200% tariff on all alcoholic products coming out of France and other EU represented countries if they did not immediately remove the 50% tariff the European government imposed Wednesday on U.S. spirits. KRDO 13 spoke with multiple liquor stores and a local vineyard to see what this would mean for shoppers in Colorado. Right. The owner of Cheers Liquor Mart told KRDO 13 that he's playing the waiting game to see what goes into effect before making any decisions on prices, but a local vineyard says the tariffs would be fantastic for their business. Quote, I think it would have nothing but positive impact for us, said Steve Smith, co-owner of Pop's Vineyard. Together with his son, creates a handful of local wines priced at $22 a bottle. He hopes the potential tariffs would drive more people to shop locally, which is what President Trump said part of the intention was. Quote, but now since the tariffs are that, maybe I need to ask 100,000, joked Smith. Other liquor stores KRDO 13 spoke to said they'd have to prepare. One store said they might stock up on European wines and other liquor in advance to avoid a major spike in cost to customers. They said Colorado follows the three-tier system, meaning the immediate impact would funnel down to the liquor stores. Some stores said if tariffs are in place for an extended period, shoppers would start to see slight price increases in European alcohol. So here's the thing. The tariffs that we're seeing are going to have maybe some impact on the on American and their choices, but the majority of the impact is going to be felt by the rest of the world.
That's a fact.
And yeah, like you could, if you tune into Canadian Twitter and look at they're full blown at war with us. Right. Like we're not buying this anymore. We're not doing that. And the American people are like, oh, look at those. Look at those Canadians up there. What are they up to?
Doesn't
impact my life at all.
Not really. Like this is the thing. I think people make this bigger than what it really is. Right. Like yeah. I remember when Trump's first term, he told France, he said, okay, you want to keep playing games? We're going to tear up every bottle of champagne that you send over here. Mm-hmm. And it worked. So if they this is what I don't understand. How hard is it to just be fair? Like, are you like these other countries are fighting for the right to screw us over?
Because we're subsidizing them. Because we are subsidizing their economy. Yeah. That's why they're fighting to continue ripping us off.
Yeah.
Because it's fair. Because it's fair.
Because it's fair.
They all, that's the freaking argument, Darren. The argument is that we have to have, it's equity. We have to have equitable trade so that Canada's way of life can be exactly like ours. Well, Canada's way of life is better than ours in certain ways because we are subsidizing them. That needs to be rebalanced. I am well on the record of being highly critical of the nation of Canada. I don't think it's real. I don't really care for Canadians generally. There's some cool ones. The truckers are cool. They can come, right?
You like hockey? Yeah,
I love hockey. I hate European elitism. And that is what Canadians as embraced.
But how can you be elite when you depend on us? Like, where does this elitism?
That's exactly the question.
Where does this sense of elitism come from?
Yeah, we're subsidizing them, and they look down on us, and mock
the freaking world.
They mock our freedoms. They mock our liberty. But we're paying for their way of life. Right. And it's bullshit. And this is my biggest problem. Like I don't want a 51st state. I don't want Canada to be a territory. I want Canadians to put Canada first and make Canada great again and carry your own water.
Why not just full blown isolationism? I'm okay with that.
100%. Me too. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. But Canadians, do you know who is technically the head of Canada? Fucking Charles.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. The crown.
And that is, first of all, it's a national security risk. Second of all, they like it. They love their European roots. They want to be beholden to the crown. They want to be more like Europe. That is incompatible with America. The 51st state thing, no freaking way, man, because you're importing a bunch of European elitists that are then gonna vote.
Yeah,
what is that?
Yeah. Yeah,
no, the people of Canada need to embrace Canada, figure out your national identity and make your stuff work. But stop.
And figure out your damn wallet.
Yeah, stop. We're not going to subsidize you anymore.
Right.
Especially when you're total dicks to us.
They've gotten away with it for decades. That's why they're all freaking out now. How dare you not want to? By the way, excuse me, I did not see my wire transfer today. Can I speak to your manager, please?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to get any more wire transfers.
This is the manager. I am trying to get you your money.
All right. So our final topic, and we're running out of time. So I'm going to jump to our final. Actually, before I jump to our final topic, we're going to hear from our last two sponsors, and then we'll hit our final topic. We will be right back.
So we are in the factory in Kentucky. This is Alp World HQ, and we are at the end of the packing line. So I'm going to show you how it works. We have the card, throw it in there. There's a packing slip, and then you have the Alp. And four, but that seems honestly like a lot. Three now, but it's good. These pack a punch that, you know, for a normal 18 brand, it'd be like eight. You know, we think three is fine. Next one. Again, four. I'll throw three in just to keep it fair. Okay? There you go. So you can see you can get fast at this. And really, it's just a matter of repetition. This is kind of the assembly line that, you know, Henry Ford devised so long ago.
Tucker, this, stealing all the Alp again. This,
hey, Ash and Darren fans, Patrick Gunnels here. I want to talk to you about the amazing Tulip Blooms Aloe and Cucumber Serene Gel Cleanser. This isn't just a cleanser, it's a detox powerhouse. Packed with soothing aloe vera and refreshing cucumber, it gently sweeps away dirt, grime, and those invisible toxins clogging your pores. Feel the cool gel magic as it purifies, leaving your skin soft, hydrated, and ready to breathe again. In a world that's tough on us, this is your skin's chance to reset naturally. And right now at tulipblooms.shop, we're making it easier to stock up. Buy one and get the next one 25% off because your skin deserves a break, and so does your wallet. Head to tulipblooms.shop today, use promo code ASH for an additional 10% off. And when you do that, it supports Ash in America and Colorado Show and Ash and Darren. Tulipblooms.shop, promo code ASH.
And we are back.
That is a fact. And I think we deserve a Don DeMarco for putting on such a good freaking show.
All right, so we only have 3 minutes left, so we're going to go through this kind of quick. But last week, there was a hearing in the House where the very serious people are deciding what laws to place on digital assets. And, you know,
Get your hands off my crypto.
It is terrifying that these are the people creating laws. Watch.
Now, I can't understand why anybody on either side of the aisle would ignore all of this. And a new SEC, led by someone who does not believe in guardrails, would continue to go down this road. We're not just talking about what you have advised us about. We're talking about the way that these Mimi coins are put together.
Mimi coins?
That's what she said.
Those insiders who know what they're doing invest all of that money up front. And then after it grows, they pull it out. And the stupid people who thought they were investing in something lose everything. Why don't everybody just understand that? Well,
why, Darren?
Okay, so I'm not a meme coin, shit coin kind of person.
Meme coin.
Meme coin. Yeah, yeah. Oops, my bad. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah, the shit coins. Let me explain something to your viewers. It's not fine. Hold on.
Wait. Before you explain it, I have to ask you to explain it.
Can you quickly tell everybody what a rug pull is and how it works?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, a rug pull is when the deployer of the token, the meme coin, or whatever, shit coin, whatever you want to call them.
Meme
That's
coin.
When they take all the liquidity and run. Okay. Yeah. After it's been, after the market cap has been gone through the roof, and they just snatch everything out of it. So, yeah.
Like the hawk to a girl.
Yeah. There you go. Boom. Excellent. That's a rug pull. That's a rug pull. Now, one thing
I got 30 seconds.
One thing I typically don't do, I'm not really into meme coins and shit coins anymore. But if I do jump in one, I'm in and out. Like, I'm gonna double my bread, triple my bread, and I'm gone. He said that's it. Yeah, but I say stick to the blue chips, stick to the stuff that's been vetted already, and good digital artwork. That it'll be valuable in the future.
Shout out to Pocket Cows. Shout out to and Pocket that Cows. Is the show that we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. We'll be back here next week at 2 p.m. Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time here on CDM and the Colorado Free Press. At Real Karen Jean on X, at Vaccine Waters on 25. X. At Vaccine Waters 25 on X, and I'm at Ash in America, Ash with an E on X. Any final thoughts before we bounce?
Where is Elon?
He's got my money.
Elon has all of our money. What does he have on us?
Free Tina Peters.
Free Tina Peters. Free Tina Peters. And sorry, that was we missed that topic because we got so passionate about the other stuff. But Tina Peters has a bunch of people out there raising money for her. Raising money in her name. The only place to donate to Tina Peters is tinapeters.us. If you want to help Tina Peters and for the funds to reach her legal defense and not go to some grifting campaign that's using her name and trafficking her in order to make money. Anybody doing that is a despicable scumbag, by the way. If you want to support Tina Peters, tinapeters.us. And with that, we're out of here.
There you go.